Fred Film Radio.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from Film in Italy, Sardinia. I'm very glad to have been here with Josh Harnett. Good afternoon.
It's very nice to see you, yeah. Thank you.
Is your first time in Sardinia?
It is. Yeah, I got here yesterday, and this is spectacular. The beach here in particular. I haven't seen much of Sardinia yet, but this is fantastic.
Well, we are in one of the best places, actually.
All right, there we go. Yeah, I've seen it all.
Listen, I want to start asking to you this thing about acting. You started as a young kid, and now you're a grown man. You are an actor. How did your acting change?
Well, I've been doing it for 20 years now, a little more than 20 years, but film in particular for 20 years. I did my first film, Halloween H2O, along with the film they're going to show tonight, The Faculty, at the same time. I was 19. And I am now 39, so things have changed quite a bit. So much life has gone by, and now I have two children, and I feel like as I've deepened as a human being, the work that I've done has changed quite a bit, maybe calmed down in some way. There's a pressure on young people to, especially in our industry, to be an idealized version of something, you know. And as you get older, people want you to find the reality of something more and more. And I was always more interested in the reality of the situation for the characters that I was playing. So I'm much happier playing the characters that I'm playing now. People are much more impressed. I find directors are much more impressed with what I'm doing now than they were back then, because I wanted to find, you know, the little things that make these people tick, even when I was 19 years old. And the directors were like, just be charming, you know. And now it's different.
Yeah. So now, being an established actor, which are the role that you're more attracted to?
It's always been, for me, people in conflict, like internally, going through some sort of turmoil. That never changes. I do like comedies, but even the comedy that I just worked on, a comedy called Oh Lucy, and even that one is more about a character that's really having a tough time. I find it, people reveal themselves in dramatic situations, so I always seem to look for or gravitate toward people in that in a situation like that.
You did a lot of TV, and you were lately in a very fantastic, kind of gruesome, Penny Dreadful.
Yes.
In Penny Dreadful. And how different for you is working with TV and cinema, even if the TV production are kind of pretty big now as cinema?
From a production standpoint, there's really not that much difference these days. From a preparation standpoint, it's a bit different, because you have to know that the character is going to evolve on TV, where it won't evolve in film, because it's just a finite piece of work unless you're doing a sequel. But I think of film, or I think of television, as kind of being like a series of sequels these days, because they're very much geared toward filmmakers. They're bringing in lots of film writers and lots of film directors and lots of film actors, and they're working at a level that is a higher quality than maybe historically they had been. And I actually have only done one other TV thing in my life. I've only done film. So you had me confused there for a second. But I only did a short little piece called Cracker when I was 18 years old. And since then, I hadn't done any TV until just a couple of years ago. And Penny Dreadful it was difficult to get used to the idea that the character can change based on how an audience is perceiving it, or how the creator of the show is perceiving it, or the studio. Even though you had all these check marks lined up for the character, you wanted him to go in a certain direction. He was supposed to stay between these lanes, and then suddenly they're telling you he needs to go completely to the right or to the left, and you have to change your tactic based on that. So in that way, it's much more organic, and kind of, in a way, that's more fun. But working on television is not the same as working on film in the craftsmanship level, because on film you can really craft a character from beginning to end and decide when they have their climax and when all these different moods that you want to bring to the character. You can do that, decide when it's going to be beforehand, whereas in television you can't do that.
So. One last question. One of the many movies we are going to see in the next year would be The Long Home by James Franco. Europe loves James Franco a lot. So can you tell us something about this film?
Well,
something that you can tell, not spoiling it, but something you can tell about this film.
Yeah, I only worked on it for a short time because James and I had done a movie with Robert Duvall a few years beforehand, and he just started calling me, asking me if I could be in his movies. And I don't know if you've met him, but that's the way he does things. He just calls people he knows and says, hey, what are you doing next week? And I'm,
just come.
Don't worry about it. Just come for a couple of days, and then we all go to work for him for free. So I was only on it for a couple of days, so I can't tell you a whole lot about what the film is about or what it, you know, like what he ended up doing with it. But I can say that he's a very creative person, and I'm guessing it'll be something that's different from what he's done before.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Josh Arden and Manjula Cherbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.